Shirley, thanks for joining us to talk a little bit about the rabbit hemorrhagic disease. Now, this is a new virus to Tennessee, but why is it of such great concern to us?
So rabbit hemorrhagic disease, it's a highly contagious, fatal disease in rabbits. It's also a reportable disease. And so what that means is that if you have a rabbit that dies suddenly, or even if you find a dead rabbit, it can be helpful to call the state lab and report that and let them know, because they have been tracking this disease as it spreads across the United States. It's a disease that's been around for a long time in other countries, like it's endemic in Europe and some other places. And we started seeing it more. I started hearing about it in 2020, and this is the first time it's been reported in Tennessee, but we knew it was getting close. And so we've been working with the state veterinarians to try to get approval to get the vaccination.
So how is this disease spread?
So it is spread through direct contact with rabbits that have the disease. I mean, it also can spread through fomites, which is like any kind of bedding, hay, anything that's come into contact with excretions from an infected rabbit. So excretions can be mainly blood, feces, maybe even some respiratory tract stuff as well.
Now, in other parts of the country, you use the word endemic, which just means that it's there, right? It's mm-hmm. it's just assumed that in the wild population, the rabbits have it. And that has not been the case in Tennessee. So how did it get from the West, where we first found it, to Tennessee? So we've had two cases reported in East Tennessee where there were no other cases around it. So how does something like that happen?
Yeah, that's the scary part about this disease, because it's so contagious and it can live so long in the environment. So it can be brought in on people's shoes, it can be brought in hay. People that travel with rabbits can bring it into the state, and it's also traveling across the wild rabbit population. So it's going to become endemic in Tennessee, just like it is the rest of the United States. It's just going to happen.
Are there signs that your pet rabbit has been infected with this disease?
So it's just a very sudden illness. And so one of the common findings is just sudden death. And so it's called hemorrhagic disease because they can bleed. They can hemorrhage from the mouth and other places, and like the eyes. And so it's just really, really terrible. But a lot of times they can just die suddenly, or they can have fever, lethargy, loss of appetite, some pretty nonspecific findings as well.
So that would be a very sad way to find your bunny if you just came home and is just dead. So how can we protect our pet bunnies from this disease if it's so contagious and can be found in the environment? And we can bring it in from the environment, right? So how do we protect our bunnies at home?
One thing that they're recommending, you can go on the USDA website, and they talk about increasing biosecurity. And so really maybe taking your shoes off when you come inside, disinfecting your shoes, making sure you wash your hands really well before you handle your rabbits, and probably limiting rabbits from going outdoors. The great thing that is also available is a vaccination. And so that's what we're really recommending, is that all rabbits get vaccinated. I know when this first started in some states, they were getting some emergency vaccines from other countries. And now they've gotten some approval to make some vaccines here in the United States.
So what is the protection level with, you said this is a new vaccine. Mm-hmm. What do we know about this new vaccine as to how effective it is in protecting our bunnies from this horrible disease?
Yeah, and I don't know that it's necessarily a new vaccine. I know that the one that is in the United States is a new vaccine. They got emergency use approval. It's from Medgene Labs, and so that one, the studies look very promising, that it's a very safe vaccine and very effective. I think in the trial that they did, all the rabbits that were vaccinated, none of them died from the disease when they were introduced to it.
So that shows good protection, right?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me about the vaccine itself. How many times do they have to get the vaccine, and are there any side effects?
Right. So it is a vaccine that you give twice, 3 weeks apart. So you'll get a vaccine. 3 weeks later, they'll get a booster. And then it's an annual vaccine after that.
All right. Well, Dr. Shirley, thanks so much for joining us and talking a little bit about the rabbit hemorrhagic disease and how to protect our bunnies. Do you have any parting words or advice for our bunny owners that are concerned about this disease?
Yeah, no, I think the main thing is that you may have other questions, and we've got some other links to some really good resources on, you can see the map of where the disease is and get a lot more information if you'd like, or just call our office if you've got any questions for us.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Shirley.
Thank you.